Last week we took a little, I mean it was a Tuesday, so it wasn't officially part of the series of Shmuzin that we were working out the Inyan. We did a pit stop for Rosh Hashanah, but we were going through a sugya. We've been working the whole Zman. Hopefully we were kind of Das Teira, a mashu of Das Teira on the Inyan of making decisions, of being someone who takes the bull by the horns, and everything in life requiring thought, analysis, becoming a real person. It's kedai sometimes, if you can, I mean, to listen to the shmuzin over, you'll see there's a flow. There's a flow between the beginning, the first shmuz, and the second, and the third. And if anyone has any ha'aras, want to fight things out, I'm willing to also, whatever it is. But we're continuing, and now I want to talk about something like we like to do, the reverse, which is that, give me a break. If we're really in charge of making choices for ourselves, then it doesn't really make sense that you see that people are so matzliach in Avodas Hashem. And you do. You see people, you see bachrim, and as you get older, it's very geschmack to see your friends and where they were and where they are now, and it's amazing. People are being matzliach in Avodas Hashem, and when you look at them when they're younger, you need to be a real chacham to see that that's possible. So what? So according to what we're saying, they were so intelligent in making their decisions, and they were so in the game that they were making so many right decisions according to everything we've been saying. They've been choosing and choosing correctly every time. And wow, these guys are what we call religious geniuses. You know, you have people who strike it big in the market, in the stock market, or in hedge funds, or whatever it is, in technologies. These are spiritual geniuses. These are people who know how to make every good decision. Doesn't seem like that's the case at all. So the emphasis is that we have to choose. But Baruch Hashem, and this is the topic that we're talking about tonight, the dice are loaded, so to speak. Even though we have to choose, but if the Rabbeinu Shalom would let us make our own decisions and leave us with those decisions, even though we're well-intentioned, we would not end up anywhere in Avodas Hashem. We'd be a big zero. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he allows us to be part of the process, but at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us and guiding us. This is the sugya, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Lamed Ches. Habol l'taher, someone who tries to do the right thing, and that's what we've been talking about, someone who attempts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a siyata d'shmaya that's beyond comprehension. He will take him to a dimension that he never could have gotten from his own decisions, but because he's living and making decisions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this guy's on my team, I'm gonna let him win. The Mesillas Yesharim says at the end of Perek Beis, he says, Uposhethu, it is absolutely indisputable, this is the way it is, it's Poshet, Shafilu im Pikach Adam Alatmo, even if someone is careful with his ways in life, Ein Bekocho Linatzel, he will not succeed on his own. Ilu Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezra, if it wasn't for divine intervention in every stage of his life, the things that he was doing, which were well-intentioned, he was, you know, trying to get up for chakras, trying to get into a davening, trying to get into a seder. If he would have been alone and done this on his own, he would have failed. Ki ha-yetzer hara takif ma'od. The yetzer hara is too big of an enemy to succeed. So it's very nice, you know, we say, oh, I heard some shmuz and make some choices. We throw you into the ring with Mike Tyson. You don't stand a chance. A puny yeshiva bacher. He says, Rabbi starts to make a decision. Now I'm going to decide to make an uppercut. Boom! You're gone. No brainer. Right? It wouldn't even sell any tickets. Nothing exciting about it. It's pushing a no brainer. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, no. What goes on in the ring is you say, no. He said make a choice. I'm going to make an uppercut. You go like this. All of a sudden, Tyson drops down. You're like, what happened over here? And you look, there's blood all over. He was shot from the back. That's what happened. That is Habol L'Tayer Messiah, I say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in the ring, and he lets us put on those gloves, you know, write autographs, and we go with that uppercut, and boom, he shoots him from the back. But nobody sees that part. We get to take credit for it, even. But if a person is living in decisions in Avodas Hashem, this is exactly what happens. They travel to dimensions that they could never have gotten to on their own. So now, let's talk about how a person can live outside of their own free will, outside of their choices. Have Hashem do the job for them. There are a lot of tefillas, a lot of davening that we do that really don't fit with what we've been talking about. For example, in Uval Etzion, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yasem b'libeinu ahavasa v'yiraso. Hashem, give us Yiras Shamayim and make us love you. Wow, that's a freebie? You can ask for such a thing? Right? Hu yiftach libeinu v'yiraso v'yasem b'libeinu ahavasa v'yiraso. And then we say, L'man lo niga l'arik v'lo neile l'bola, so we don't mess up. So give us everything on a silver platter. What's going on over here? You can daven for such a thing? And in Avaraba, it says, Avinu Avarachman Amrachim Rachim Aleinu, V'sein b'libeinu l'havinu l'haskil, l'shma l'ilmot, v'yachid l'vavenu, make our hearts one tract. V'yachid l'vavenu. To Ava and Yira, you can daven that you should love Hashem and fear Hashem. What about the decision-making process? It sounds like we can sort of forego that. How do you explain that? And in Elokai Netzor, when we daven in Elokai Netzor, you know, you think the Bali Musar say you have to work on your midos. I have an easy trick for you. Forget all the Musar Sfarim, okay? Just say Elokai Netzor. The Vilna Gaon in Evan Shlema Perek Beis says every part of Elokai Netzor is to fix a midah that you have. You say to Hashem, Elokai Netzor Lashoni Meira, I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. Svasai Midaber Mirma, I don't want to be somebody who's deceitful. V'lumakalai Nafshi Tidom, I want to be okay with an insult. The Vilna Gaon says that's davening that you shouldn't be a Baal Gaiva because someone who's modest can handle a critique. V'nafshi ka'afra l'chol tiyeh, and I want to be someone who's not controlling of other people. That's called the midah of Gaon. Psach libi b'sarasecha, I want to enjoy learning. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's a davening, so that you shouldn't have tivus. So what, you can daven for these things? I'd be out of a job here. What's going on over here? Just tell everybody to daven. But you can. It's klar you can. But what's going on over here? So this question, Baruch Hashem, is asked by Rav Dessler. And Rav Dessler explains beautifully. He explains that you can choose to make decisions in your life, and that's what we've been discussing. And then you have another thing you can choose. You can choose to daven. Choosing to daven is a choice that you make. It's true, it's like a freebie, but at the end of the day, you get credit for making the choice because you decided to daven for that thing. Somebody who decides to daven, he brings from a Gemara in Brachos Dav Hei Mebeis, Rashi says over there that the word nafshi, the word nefesh, and the word tefillah, Rashi says that a nefesh, a soul of a person, a desire of a person, and the word tefillah are synonymous with one another. Meaning sometimes the Torah will use the word nefesh, which is the will of a person, and that means davening. Why is davening the will of a person? The answer is because it's what you want, what you would want. You know you're in the ring with Mike Tyson. So therefore, even when you're doing real decisions in life, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. So now you're coming to a davening and you're choosing to get out of your situation by asking for it. You're saying to Hashem, I really feel like I'm a jerk. I feel like my roommates can't deal with me. I'm davening. V'nafshi lo'afer t'chol tiyeh. I want to try to be more considerate to people. Hashem, I'm not enjoying learning. It's not going. Psach libi b'sarasecha. Hashem, make me enjoy it. What? You can't do that. Yes, you can. You can. Because at the end of the day, the Yetzer Hara is way too big, and you decided to daven. Just the fact that you want to be on the team, and you start to daven, it's considered as if you did the whole thing. You get credit. In Shamayim that way, because you used your nefesh, you used your ratzon, and you expressed yourself in a davening and says, Hashem, I know I can't do this on my own, but I'm a bal etaher. And this, the Marsha says in Brachas, There's a very difficult Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud. The Gemara says that Rabbi Meir had some hooligans, some biryonim, who were driving him crazy, and if they bothered Rabbi Meir, you can imagine they were pretty bad. Rabbi Meir was davening that they should die, and his wife Buria says, we don't do that. She brings a pasuk that we daven that that people should do tshuva. We shouldn't destroy the chotim, the sinners, but rather we should remove the sins. And Rabbi Meir davened, and they were chozer b'tshuva. So the Marsha asks, he asks, you could daven for someone to be chozer b'tshuva, and you've seen the Gemara, it worked. How do you do that? So the Marsha himself doesn't have an answer to this question. He's not sure how you can daven for other people. The Chazon Ish, in the end of Tyrus, in his little section on Chumash, says you can do this. But the Marsha says, there's one thing I do understand. He says, I understand how you can daven for yourself to do tshuva. He says, it says, Hakol b'yidei shamayim, chutz mi'yir shamayim. Everything's in the hands of Hashem except for being a good guy. So ask the Marsha, how can you even daven for yourself? When you go into Shmon Esrei and you say, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, Hashem, let me do tshuva, the Marsha asks, why isn't that an illegal move? Who says Hashem has anything to do with this? You figure it out. Says the Marsha, no. As soon as you daven for it, then you did something. You did an action. You are a Baal Tahir. You're coming to change your ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you did something. And then Hashem just throws down the brachas and the siyata dishmaya in these areas. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in this process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everything. And we have to realize that because it's a comforting fact. When you look at what's ahead, right? When a guy comes from high school and looks and he wants to have a shaychus with Borei Olam, it seems like you're looking at older people and you're seeing people they look like. They're just totally different. And yet, it's not that way. Everybody was the same. Everybody was small and then eventually became big. But how did it happen? It's not a kasha. If they look like people that you can't be, yeah, it's true, because they had the help of the Rabbonu Shalom. When the Rabbonu Shalom's involved, you're going very, very fast. It's like with my kids, as a shtick, you know, in the airport, they have these things. They used to only have escalators. Now they have these things. What are they called?
Moving sidewalks.
Okay. Whatever they're called, you know. Anyway, so when you run on them, you go double, you're going hyperspeed, and then you get thrown off at the end if you go very fast, right? That's how we're doing our Avodas Hashem. We're moving without walking. And when we walk, we're going even faster. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has vested interest in us succeeding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us into places that we never would have imagined. The Gemara in Baba Basra on Kuf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis says that there are three things that no one can manage getting out of every day. One of them is having bad thoughts. Yeah, that's right, nobody. And in fact, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, as crazy as this sounds, that even the early generations of Tanoim and Amoraim had bad thoughts, because that's not considered, a fleeting thought is not considered an Avera. We're not gonna get into the sugya now, we'll discuss it maybe in Shovavim, but a fleeting thought is just the Yetzirah going peekaboo. It's not an Isser yet. It's only when you take that thought and you build it up. But every person, without fail, is invaded with different types of thoughts. Sometimes thoughts of znus. Sometimes thoughts of doubts in emuna. Sometimes thoughts of hate. But everybody has these fleeting thoughts. Fret the Marsha on the Gemara. He says, what are you supposed to do then? What are we supposed to do? Says the Marsha, it says there are three things that an Adam, that a person, is stuck with every day. He says you can daven to have the experience of a malach. A person gets stuck with these things, but you can daven to be a malach. The Marsha says a person can daven, and through that davening, they can reach a dimension where things that should bother them just go away. They disappear, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. There's a maisa that Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings in Sharm B'Tzvila. He says, he wrote a sefer, a very sophisticated sefer, not too many maisim there. If there are maisim, there's a couple about the Brisker Rav and that's it. And then there's just something that he saw in life, and he said this gave him a totally new understanding of davening. He said he was in contact with a couple who were Bali Tshuva already at the age of close to 50. And they were putting their kids into Chadarim. And he noticed this father, who was a Baal Tshuva, who was totally mufka from learning. Even as a Baal Tshuva, he was totally mufka from learning. All of a sudden, he starts seeing him, over time, learning Bahasmada Atsuma. Learning and learning and learning and learning. And he couldn't crack it. What's pshat? What's he doing? This was somebody who didn't seem so interested in learning. And he was mavar. He asked people who knew the family. Says, you didn't know. Says, the wife of this man desired ad ein shir, to no limit, that her husband should be learning all day. And he kept fighting her on this. And she davened and davened without stopping. I don't know what she was doing. Davening and davening, to the point where it was known in the community how much she was davening. She didn't stop. And it literally changed the whole matzav of this person, to the point where he became a Talmud Chacham. A person who had no shaychus whatsoever. So this is a chiddush. You can even daven for someone else, like the Chazon Ish, the Marsha. But this is the kayach of Hashem intervening, is a kayach of reaching madrigas that we would never imagine. We like to think that Hashem won't control minds, right? We think that's the one thing we have. We know, everybody knows that Hashem hardened Paro's heart, but that was like a one-time thing in history, or so we think. Let me bring you a couple rayas to educate us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us in the area of decision-making, in the area of having the power, the control over our minds. It says in Rabbeinu Yonah, in Avos, Beis Gimel, says Rabbeinu Yonah, a famous pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Aleph Aleph, Palgei Mayim Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. Just like streams can be directed, so too the heart of a king can be directed by Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I would say it's just going on a king. And if you look at the many of the Mefarshim, even if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah in his parish on Mishlei, you'll think it's just a king. And he says, V'lo Diber Al Shar Bnei Adam. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the only reason it doesn't speak about other people is because it's a bigger chiddush by a king who's all-powerful. A king who's all-powerful, you think he's unstoppable. So Hashem says, I can control his thought process too. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kol Shekein, a regular person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can intervene, and in certain decisions in their life, Hashem can take the wheel. And Hashem does take the wheel. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make you liked, can give you friends. That's right. Says Orcha Sadikim in Shar Gaiva and in the Chovas Halvavas, Hashem can make you liked. How? He brings that there are people who do things to be liked by others. They try to act a certain way, they try to say certain jokes, they try to insult people in certain ways or be whatever they want to be that's up for themselves, in order to gain friends. And then when they have friends, says the Chovas Halvavas and the Orcha Sadikim, they bring rayas that Hashem loves them. Why? Because people like them. It's a Mishnah. Whoever Ruach HaBrias is Nochem Imenu, whoever people like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. So he says, no, they're misreading the Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah's not talking about people who try to be liked. He says, the Mishnah's going on people who do the right thing. And what happens is when someone does the right thing, and they shouldn't be popular because they're taking a stance in life, taking a position, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants in all those around them that they like this individual. Not because they did anything, but because they were real, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds by making them liked. Ad kedei kach, that it's part of Birchas Kohanim. It says, Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'yichu necha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bestow on us, right? The Kohanim should have this in mind. It's one of the kavanas that you could have. Hashem should give you chen. Says the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Nasa. What does it mean to get chen? It brings that it makes you likable. The bracha of chen is that Hashem makes that other people will like you. And it brings rayas. When Yosef was in the house of Potiphar, he was liked, not just because he was an amazing runner of a house, an amazing administrator. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in Potiphar that he should like Yosef HaTzadik. And the Medrash brings another raya. It's going that Esther was green, right? There's a Manda Amar in the Gemara Megillah and in the Medrash that she was green. She was not supposed to win the beauty contest, Rabosai. Contrary to all the little Esther Amalkas in their Purim costumes looking so beautiful, according to one day she looked like, I don't want to say, green, Pshuta Kamashmo, whatever that means. And Achashverosh picked her, says the Medrash, because she got chen, because Hashem can intervene even in the thought process of a person. The Chovas HaLevavos in Perek Gimel of Shara Bitachon says that one of the tenets that we have to believe is that when someone has rachamim on us, when someone has mercy on us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nasan rachamim bohem. Hashem embedded that mercy in them, and Hashem, a person has to be makir tov to Hashem when someone has rachamim on you, when someone takes interest in you, because Hashem is involved in every situation. And it's mefurish in the Radak. Tov lach asos ba Hashem mibdoach ba Adam, the Radak says in Kapitel Kuf Yud Ches, better to depend on Hashem than man, says the Radak, because a man, if you're just counting on him, he has his opinion. But if you count on Hashem, Hashem can change the opinion. Good to know this before an interview. Right? Ad kidei kach, that Rav Matisyahu Salman Shlita said, the last message of Emunah in Yitzias Mitzrayim was what? Was that the Mitzrim, without wanting to, just started throwing all their jewelry and treasures at the Yidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in their hearts a certain desire to help the Yidden, and says Rav Matisyahu Salman that anyone who's in Shiduchim has to remember that the last lesson of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that people's minds are not in their control. Because it's very scary to go out. When you go on a date, you think like everything, if you look the wrong way, or you breathe the wrong way. No, it's not like that. This is not a Hefkervelt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes in people's minds. But if that's the case, then a person has to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, Baruch Hashem, help us in our minds. When we're making decisions in life, we are not alone. Every time we're making a decision, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, being Misayeya, and giving us a Siyata Dishmaya. So a person has to feel a certain understanding of confidence that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will succeed. It's not maybe, you will succeed. There is a guaranteed Hatzlacha in Avodas Hashem for someone who is trying, someone who's speaking to the right people, being Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, trying to do what he's supposed to do, there's a guaranteed Hatzlacha. If it was up to us, it wouldn't be guaranteed. It would be like jumping into a hedge fund. Either it's a good investment or it's a bad investment. But when it comes to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins forces with you and you get a Siyata Dishmaya. And not only that, it's accredited to you. It says in the Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler, he brings the Medrash in Shir Shirim Rabbah. The Medrash says that if you're poseach a Pesach kichudo shel machat, if you open for Hashem a pinhole from yourself, meaning you're like this big lathe that's satum, that's closed, and you take a needle and you go through. You give Hashem a little hole and say, Hashem, I have room for you over here. I made room for you over here. Then the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that hole, because you made a hole and you tried, Hashem expands that hole to the size of a thoroughfare, where you can possibly put a highway through that hole. And says Rav Dessler, who gets schar for making the thoroughfare, the highway? Hashem or you? He says it's nechshav that you did it. Because you started the process, you put a pin through, you made a hole. So then you get it. But he says it should be a real hole that goes from one side to the other. You have to stick the pin all the way through. Not just go doop, 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 like we're doing all of that. In our Avodah Hashem, we're tapping. No, you got to press and go through in one thing to be serious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says, I'm taking over. And he takes control of the situation. and every mitzvah that a person does. Every mitzvah that a yid does, it says schar mitzvah, mitzvah. What does it mean the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah? It's a Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Avos, Mishnah Beis. The schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. You know what it says in Rabbeinu Yonah? He says, when you do a mitzvah, you know what happens to you? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lo nosim biyada adam ra hatov acha bechir levad. All Hashem lets you do is choose a decision. To be good or to be bad. To do this action or not. As it says, ubachar to bachayim. You choose life. Va'achar shebachar lo derech achas. Once you pick the choice, im tovahi, if you chose well, holich ba b'Hashem imoy. Hashem joins you. He stands kviyachol right next to you as you're doing the mitzvah. And he joins forces with you and gives you extra strength. B'chiyasim mitzvah achas. After you do that mitzvah, misayeh osolasus mitzvah acheres. He gives you a motivation to do a new mitzvah. Which means as soon as you do one thing right, Hashem then puts in you those vitamins, those ruchniyistika vitamins, to make you want to do more mitzvahs. Because before that I was a simple guy who wasn't so excited to do mitzvahs. And I'm not sure exactly when I got excited. If you would ask me, this could be a controversial statement. Okay, I like to be a little controversial. I have no idea why davening is enjoyable. For whoever enjoys it, I have no clue why. If you just like describe it to me on paper, it seems so incredibly boring. All parts of it, from beginning to end. And yet, I am telling you, you can take my word for this, there are people who love davening. How does that happen? It's very simple. They get on the, as you know, as Greyhound says, get on the bus and leave the rest to us. A person joins forces with the Ribono Shel Olam and tries. He can't stand it for the beginning. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't leave you the same tiny person. He brings you up to a madrega where it's enjoyable, where it's geschmack. Learning at some points. Those technical toshesin. I still haven't fully gotten to the madrega where I can get a geschmack from them. But I'm looking forward to Hashem taking the elevator and bringing me up to there. But at first, Versteitzach, it's Dvar Hashem, and we're so tiny and so removed from Dvar Hashem. We're more shy to a pizza, to a Slurpee. What do we know from a Rashi, from a Tosfos, from a Pshat, and from a Vart? What do we know from that? We don't know anything. But we start and we try, and lo and behold, look at this guy. By the end of the year, the guy enjoys learning. He enjoys it. Why? Because Hashem did it. He did it! He gets credit for it, but Hashem did it. And we're hitting Yom Kippur, Rabosai. And I'll try to be marach on this if I speak on the night of Yom Kippur, how this works. But Yom Kippur is the same thing. Yom Kippur is a yontif where Hashem does a lot for us. Hashem lets us go to madregas that we would not be able to get to. And that comes from love. That comes from when it says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarim. Who are you mitaring yourself in front of? Avinu Shebashamayim. Rabbi Akiva says, when he's referring to the Tara of Yom Kippur, he says, Hashem's a father. A father loves pulling connections in school to get you into the top class, to get you on the basketball team. Whatever it is in life, the father's always behind the scenes, pushing you even to some places that you for sure don't deserve to be. And that's really what Yom Kippur does. When a person goes through Yom Kippur, we'll be marach on this, Be'ezus Hashem, B'li Neder, on Yom Kippur, if we have time. But this is the matzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us trying. So we've been talking the whole Zman, and this is a final word on this point. That a person has to live. A person has to be real. But a person has to know that they're joining a corporation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they are joining a investment that has guaranteed success. Guaranteed success. We should all be zeicha to hit the madrega of Bo Letaher, to be people who really want to do well, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should finish it off. Right?
Okay.
I recorded it. Oh, great. I'll take it.